I want to thank the Lord today for this wonderful privilege that I have to be with you once again. I want to thank you for tuning in this way today. I just want to thank God for this day He's made and for all that He's done for me and all He continues to do and bless me every day. I tell you, I just can't thank Him enough for the air that I breathe and to His love most of all, His salvation, for saving me, calling me to preach. I tell you, it's just a blessing. I tell you, it's a blessing to know God and know Him as my personal Savior. And I tell you, I'm thankful that I know Him. And it's not because of what I did. I have nothing that I can boast on today saying that I was worthy to be saved, to be born again and or called to preach. I tell you, it was because God had mercy upon me, a sinner. He had mercy upon me. I was no good. I was destitute. I tell you, when God got me, like many have said, and it's the truth, He got nothing. But yet He takes nothing, and He can make something out of it if we'll let Him. I tell you, we can become the mouthpiece. We can come a messenger. We can come and should be a witness for Him. And that's what He's called us to do. And I tell you, I'm thankful today that He calls sinners. I'm glad He calls sinners. That's how I got in, because He calls sinners. Because I was a sinner. I was lost. I was hell bound. I had no hope in this world. I had no hope of getting to heaven. I tell you, I was destitute. I was alienated and separated from God Almighty because of sin. God can't look on sin. He's a holy God. There's no way I could come in the presence of God because He's holy and I'm wretched and vile and depraved. I was born that way. But yet when I repented, thank God, He makes the way. He's got a band. He had His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that was the mediator between God and man. That's the Lord Jesus. And He was able to come and to die an awful death that He might be able to redeem man back to God. And I tell you, that's wonderful to me. He gave me hope. He gave me life. He gave me peace. He gave me a newness of life. And I tell you today, I can't thank Him enough. I can't praise Him enough. I just can't repay Him enough for what He's done for me and for my family and for those that He's saved. And my friend today, He is wanting to save you today. He's the same God over all, rich unto all that call upon Him. He's waiting on you to call upon you. I tell you, no matter how deep you've gone, no matter what people might have told you, I tell you, if you're broke your contract, you really want to, God, I tell you, He'll save you. There is a such thing as only one sin that God won't forgive. And that's blaspheming His Holy Spirit of God. That's the one thing He will not forgive. And I tell you, the Bible says He'll forgive all manner of sin. And that means blasphemous when you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit. Now, you might have gotten this bad state and you might have said some things you shouldn't. You might have cussed the Lord. You might have used the Lord's name in vain and those type of things. He said, you can blaspheme my name, but and there'll be forgiveness. But if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, there will not be any forgiveness. And I believe in my life, I've seen some that's done that as I preached and how, I mean, the demons of hell laughed out of their face and they got up and got behind the podium after I preached and pounded that pulpit and laughed and made joke out of what God just gave. And God have mercy. That grieved my soul and it grieves me today. But that man blasphemed the Holy Spirit. And he's going to die in sin and go to hell if he hadn't already. And I tell you, it's sad. It really is. You don't have to be a somebody that's... this particular man was in prison when I was preaching in a prison, in a jail, when he did this particular thing. But you can blaspheme. I tell you, the devil get a hold of your mind. And I tell you, you start getting hard against the truth. And you don't want to receive the truth. And you will get hard against it. Pastor just preached about that. You can get hard against the preaching, rebel. I tell you, you can let the word of God be a blessing or you can let it be a curse to you. Because it can be a stumbling block. If you reject it, you'll stumble over. You'll stumble over what you need in your life to change your life. And that's what I want to talk to you today about as well, is about when the Lord Jesus was on the cross and when the soldiers were there. And when the rulers were there, the people were there, and the chief priests and these type of religious rulers were there, and they rejected the Son of God. They crucified Him. They mocked Him. They made joke out of Him. and he was dying for them. He was to be the stepping stone for them. He was dying for their sin on that cross. He took death. They should have been one hanging on that cross, and they should have been the one getting their just reward. And the only one that I read at that particular time there, the two that was hung beside him, there was one to say, if you who you say you are, save us. If thou be the Son of God, save us. And then there were those on the ground that were saying he was able to save others, but he can't save himself. Look at this blasphemer. Look at this devil. That's what they were saying. But yet there was one on his side that said, Father, he said, remember me. First of all, he said, remember me when you come into thy kingdom. Have mercy on me. And Jesus said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. There was one, he told the other one, he said, won't you be quiet? Here you are. He said, we're getting our just reward. This is where we're supposed to be. We ought to be tasted. This is where our actions and our sins have brought us. We brought this on ourselves. And here we are. We're getting what we had coming to us. But this man done nothing amiss. This man was righteous and holy. He didn't know no wrong. But yet he's up upon this cross being crucified. And they could have set him free. They had Barabbas, I believe. And they could have set Jesus free. And they could have, Barabbas would have been the one crucified, which he had that coming to him. But yet they said, away with the Lord Jesus. Away and crucify him. Give us Barabbas. Give us one that's a sinner. Give us one that we can gloat in and say, look, we saved this man's life. And I tell you, that's the way it is today. Way religion is today with people. They don't not true religion, but false religions and all these types of things. They want to gloat in people. They want to gloat in what they've done and what kind of power they have, but they don't have any at all. It comes from heaven above. But here they were. But Jesus, there he hung on the cross, and there they said, if you be the Son of God, come down and save you. He was able to save others, but him he cannot save. But yet he was dying for them, and he was about to do a greater thing than what they wanted him to do. I tell you, to prove that he was the Son of God, in their mind was, you come off that cross, come down, get the nails out of your hands, get all that out of your feet, and just come off of that cross and stand here before us, and we'll believe. And no, they wouldn't believe. I tell you, that's the way mankind thinks. They think, if I just see some great work, if I just see some great light, if I just see this or see a fleshly seeing, that I'll be, no, you won't believe. You got to believe by faith. It's a spiritual thing. You got to believe by faith. The only way you're going to get saved. And this was a faithless generation, faithless chief rulers and religious rulers and people. They were faithless. They had no faith. That here he was, the one that had been prophesied about, and they knew they had the law. They had where it was spoken of the Messiah that would come and what he would do. And out of the lineage he would come in. All these scriptures were fulfilled concerning him, and they could not see it. And he was right before them, and he lived before them. He loved them. He cared for the sick. He healed the sick. He healed the lame. He healed the deaf. He did all these things right before their eyes. And they called him a devil. The Beelzebub, the chief of devils, is what they called him. And they crucified him. And they thought that they were righteous. And he was the sinner. God have mercy. But yet he died. He tasted of that. He could have saved himself. He could have called 10,000 of angels to come. He could have done it. But yet he did not, because he did the will of the Father. You see, he loved this world. He loved everybody. He loved the Father. He wanted to do, and he did what the Lord sent him out to do. And he come to die for man. He knew that there was no other way. The Lord Jesus knew there was no other way for man to get to heaven outside of his death and him dying and suffering like he suffered. He was in a body like me and you. He was in a human body. His body came from his mother. His seed came from above. But yet he was in the body. He knew what pain was. He knew what rejection felt like. He knew about all types of pain and all types of thoughts of the mind and all these things that go through your mind and all the pain and the sufferings that he suffered for us. He knew and he felt it all. He knew about it all. And I tell you, he's all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. The devil tempted him. The devil tried to stop him. He tried to offer him the world and everything in it. I tell you, Jesus made it all. And I tell you, the devil's a defeated foe. He's under him. I tell you, the all principality and power is under his feet. But yet Satan was cast out of heaven, and there he was loosed upon the earth. And he came, and I tell you, there's a lot to be learned here. But yet he came to tempt the Lord Jesus Christ and say, if you'll bow down and worship me, I'll give you all of this. But yet I tell you, the Lord, and Jesus told him, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And I tell you, he was tempted in all points, but yet without sin. And yet he became that suffering a lamb, that lamb without spot, the lamb without blemish. And the Bible said, like a lamb dumb before shearers, he's opened not his mouth. When they railed upon him, when they derided him, when they spoke out against him, I tell you, when they smote him, I tell you, when they began to blindfold him and slap him and punch him, no doubt as hard as they could punch him. And I tell you, and say, who smote you? If you're God, you're the Son of God, who just hit you? And I tell you, they mocked him. They stripped his clothes completely off of him. And then they put him a robe on, a kingly robe, and a crown of thorns on his head. And I tell you, they planted it on his head. They pounded it in his head, and blood ran down his face. And they said, oh, hell, the King of the Jews. And there they were, blasphemous dogs. And he was suffering for them. He was dying for them. And here they were, and they thought they were doing something righteous. They thought they were doing something good. And I tell you, that's the way it is today. Lost churches today, lost church members, lost preachers and teachers, and these hirelings behind the pulpit, these ministers of Satan transform themselves as ministers of light. There they are, and they're coming forth after God's people. They're wolves. That's what the Lord Jesus said. He said, behold, I send you out a sheep among wolves. He said, be wise as a serpent, but be harmless as a dove. We are to be wise. And like Brother McGee, good teacher of God, he said, you can't survive just doing one of them. You got to do both of them. You can't just be harmless as a dove and you're going to be run over and trampled. But I tell you, you got to be wise as a serpent and then also harmless as a dove. You can't just be wise and not harmless. You got to do them both. And when you do, I tell you, it's a blessing. And I tell you today, he sends us out sheep among wolves, because I tell you, the devil is after. He's coming forth. He's trying to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. And he's got you today. That's why he's not working on you today. If you're not saved, really not really working on you as far as your salvation, I tell you, he got you where he wants you. But I promise you today, if you want to be saved, you want to be delivered from your sin, you want to be delivered from your dope and your alcohol and your drugs and all the other types of sins or whatever, you might be a good moral person. You may go to church every week. You might be able to, give your money and so forth. Went through all the motions of religion and been baptized and joined the church and everything, but yet be lost in sin. And when you die, you'll die in sin and go to hell. I tell you, you can go to hell with all those things, but if you've really been born again, you've really been saved, then you will join a church where God has placed you, where they're teaching the Word of God, preaching the Word of God, and you'll get baptized in the water, because that's what the Word of God tells us to do, and that's what we ought to do. But you got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in heart, and I tell you, with all your heart, before you ever get to heaven. But I tell you, I love you today. I appreciate you listening. My time's quickly come and gone. I tell you, I love you today. Write to me or just pray for me. Most of all, just pray for me. And God bless you in Jesus' precious name, and amen.